Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware. It's a Tuesday evening. We have had a throng of children in the house.
Yeah.
We're at mine.
Yeah.
I haven't done the cooking.
No, it is meals on wheels again.
Well, hang on. You haven't done that for ages.
No, I cooked the dessert at home.
Okay.
And schlepped it.
I appreciate that.
And schlepped the fish.
Well, what have we got on the menu, Mum?
We've got turbot.
Haven't had that for a while.
I don't think we've ever had
the
it.
The king of the sea? Is that what...
The queen or the king?
The king of the sea, didn't we? I don't know.
Let's have queen.
Didn't Tom...
Tom Kerridge said it's the king or queen of the sea. Okay. I don't know. We'll have king because it's topical. I'm doing roasted turbot on fennel, lemon and potatoes.
And a few chilli oil.
With
chili
some chilli flakes.
Yum.
And wine and... We're serving it with samphire, which I didn't realise was so expensive.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, £9.80 for 500 grams. But I think it goes
a
long
way. We won't be telling our guests that, will
we? No, I think it goes a long way and I think it looks nice anyway.
I want to know what's for pudding.
Well, because you always like the healthy option, I've poached some pears in cinnamon and vanilla.
Yum.
Yeah. And we should really serve it with the chantilly cream. But actually, I think we should serve it with whipped cream, I think.
Well, wait, should we whip it in a minute?
We can do.
Whip it real good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You whip really quickly.
Oh, do I?
Was it you whipping when we had Sam Smith on and we whipped?
That was mental.
And it
quickly.
Kind of whipped in one...
I think that was because it was off. Who knows? Anyway, we have the formidable Jake Shears on tonight.
Sisters.
He's got a new record out.
It's fabulous,
Last
darling.
Last Man Dancing.
And you can really dance to this one.
It's so good. It's
such
so fun. He's got Big Frieda on the record. He's got Kylie on the record. He has got himself on the record, which is always a joy. I've seen him in the club. He loves the dance. It's so good. It's so nice to have him back. He has become a friend of mine, and I really am so fond of him. The Scissor Sisters were so massive. I remember their Glastonbury performance, that iconic Brit performance. Jake always had a fabulous outfit on and wriggled those hips like nobody's business.
Well, I'm excited to hear all about his musical.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The Eyes
Tammy
of
Faye.
Tammy Faye. Yeah, I can't wait to hear all about that.
That he made with Elton
Sell
John.
Out at Almeida.
It was such a success. It just won Olivier's too, didn't it? He's... got his fingers in a few musical pies and he's brilliant and he's a very, very nice guy. So excited to have Jake Shears at my house coming up on Table Manners. So Jake Shears has just said goodnight to my children, told my son how much he loves Groot and Spider-Man. My mum is preparing the mains. How are you, Jake?
I'm great.
Yeah. You are. You really are.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm very happy.
I feel like you're an optimistic, positive person.
I am. I mean, I try to be. See, you know, I have dark days sometimes, you know, where I get a little overwhelmed by things. And, you know, but most of the time I try to, I try to look at the bright side of things. I try, you know.
You're in the right camp with fascination. We've both got the same management.
We do.
And they are very positive, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes. But I also have, I love deeply, deeply cynical people.
Do you?
I do.
Is that why you live in London?
Is that why I live in London?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like the city is full of...
Do you think New York or London is more cynical?
I don't feel like I know enough people in London yet to even answer that.
Is it quite a new thing for you to live here?
It is. I've been here for 1 year. I just kind of hit my 1 year mark.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It's been great. I really enjoy it. I still feel like I haven't penetrated the city.
In what way, Jay?
Just in all ways.
you were with Zachary Quinto. Or you wanted him
speaking
to go to
of
that
penetration.
Disco, the disco, and he loves London.
No, he wanted to go to the night that we saw each other at Body
Disco. Yeah,
and but he was performing.
But he was talking about how much he loved London. He could live here.
Yeah, I could see that. I love Zachary. They ended up over at my house later that night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Because you and I went to this rave, and your brother.
Yes.
And, which was super fun.
Yes.
And then...
You went and did a DJ set at your house or something.
I did.
What happens on a Jake Sheard? Like, is that what happens? Everyone comes to your house and you do a DJ set.
That's my favorite.
That's so fun.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Are there nibbles or drinks? Invited? I did get invited, but I... had children to look after.
Okay.
But do you provide nibbles and drinks, or is it just the music?
So, you know, there's a lot of digging through the cabinets and seeing what's wrong. I'm such a bachelor. I'm like, you know, I'm very much like a, that kind, you know, I'm
not super... I can adopt you and come and fill your cupboards for you and bring chicken soup when you need it.
I would love that. That's my favorite.
Is it?
It's my favorite. I eat a lot of chicken soup whenever I can. Whenever I have access to good chicken soup.
Where's your favorite chicken soup?
There's this place, I don't know if it's like janky or if it's some chain or whatever, but I found... Coquette?
Coquette?
Where is it?
And you get a good chicken soup on it.
I can look up.
Are you the king of Deliveroo, Jake?
I have been, and I'm really trying to curb that.
But it's not kosher chicken soup with nuts and balls.
I don't think so. But I do like having people over. I love hosting, but my hosting is much more late night.
Okay.
I like having people over. I love sort of. An unexpected evening where everybody's just hanging out and dancing. And
so you're not going to be the one that's bright and early at Columbia Road Flower Market and you're putting on a brunch for everyone.
If you see me out at Columbia Road Flower Market at like...
You haven't gone to sleep.
8 in the morning. I haven't gone. 9 a.m. It is brutal out there. If you've had a night and you walk out there.
Do you live near Columbia Road?
Right off of it. But the door that I have, I won't say exactly where it is, but the gate that I'm sort of in a muse, and the gate that opens up, it really is. I feel like on Sundays when you open it up, it's like you're walking out on like a stage set.
So it's like being in Notting Hill or something.
Everyone like, you know, will. So if I've had a big one and I'm walking out at like 9 a.m.
You pull your brim right down.
Oh, it's rough. Yeah.
Have you got any favorite spots that you go to? Are you a big patisserie person, or are you kind of, because you've got Lilli Vanilli right there.
I love Lilli Vanilli. Yeah. I have a lot of their cupcakes. They do a great sausage roll.
Oh, do they?
They do on Sundays. The people that work there are very nice. I get a wonderful four-shot cappuccino.
Four shots.
I do two usually every morning.
Yeah.
Two four-shot cappuccinos.
No. What's that called in the States? Is it called like
a quad?
Eye?
I don't know. A quad. I think a red eye is when you've got I think red eye is when you've got espresso and coffee, if I'm not mistaken.
I only have two shots a day.
No. Do you feel it when you have it?
I feel it if I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. So you have 8 shots of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, and then I have like my little like Nespresso machine, and then I have like the little kind of instant things that I drink. But it doesn't really. And it's
would
funny
you
when
say
it,
you love coffee, Jack?
I do. I really do.
Should be in Greece.
Why?
Because they love coffee.
I love Greece, but it's not.
Oh, I like it strong. I like it to have like some kick. There's nothing worse than just like when things get watered down. Or if, like, if you order an Americano and, like, they just, you know, fill it up with hot water and just watered down coffee, like, makes me sick to my stomach. Like,
maybe I need Italy, a little espresso in the morning.
But yeah, would you
like
you
my have men.
It as a, but would you have it as a cappuccino, or would you be that person that's sipping an espresso?
I can totally do an espresso, but I do a cappuccino because it's just a little easier as far as, like, getting the milk in there without having to, like, direct around too much. And if it's four shots, then you know it's going to be strong enough. You know, I know it's not going to be some wimpy.
Yeah, no shit.
You know.
So where's your favorite place for coffee?
The people that allow you to order a four shot, which I'm wondering.
How much does that? Do they charge you per shot?
They do, I think.
Or do they just kind of slip it in?
You know, every once in a while they'll slip it to me at my favorite little spot, which is... I mean, I don't know if this is... I love... I'm just always go to the Pavilion on Columbia Road. It's really sweet. Great. And get my eggs there and stuff.
Yeah, the doll.
Yeah, it's delicious. So but I'll tell you. Yeah. So I live in New Orleans part-time. I have a house in New Orleans.
Yeah. How did you fall in love with that place then?
When Scissor Sisters first started sort of touring around, yeah. I got off the bus.
Yeah.
And started wandering around the quarter that morning. Yeah. The French Quarter is just so special. It's this big... sort of grid that's not changed in 200 years. You know, it's one of the oldest parts of the States. In the United States, you know, they tear everything down, everything. It just doesn't exist like that in the States.
But not so in New Orleans.
Not New Orleans.
You need to say New Orleans, not New Orleans. As well. Right. It's really
important. It depends on what you're rhyming it with.
Really?
I'll put it in songs a lot and... You know,
you there's changed
in,
it.
In Take Your Mama, I refer to it as New Orleans.
Okay, fine. You know. Okay.
Depends on how you sing it.
So, do you have a house there?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I've got a beautiful house.
One of those beautiful houses.
It's a double shotgun cottage. So it's just like one of those with like doors on each side if you're facing it.
I'm so jealous.
And it's not like too fancy or anything, but I've like made it so cozy and... And nice to hang out. I've got a huge library in it.
Do you go there a lot?
I've not been able to this last year, but I mean, yeah, I lived it. I lived part of my life there. I've been living there part-time for better part of a decade.
So it was New York, New Orleans.
It was Virginia. New York. It was New York to then Los Angeles. Then I started splitting Los Angeles with New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying New Orleans.
Okay, fine.
NOLA, we also call it. So LA to New Orleans. And then I sold my house in LA. And then I was just kind of like floating. And then I ended up buying a house in New Orleans. I had a little condo there.
Yeah.
And right when I bought my house, COVID just started happening.
So you were there for COVID?
I was there for, I had just started work on this house. So I had to go to my parents with my boyfriend in Virginia.
How was that?
Well, it was great because I just bought them a house.
Wow.
To get them off of their farm. They had this horse farm. And my dad's 94 now. My mom's 74. And like, you know, it was just like too much of a handful. Big ass farm that they'd had for like 20 years.
Where was this farm?
It's on the Virginia Tennessee border. So it's in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, which is the birthplace of country music. It's where the first country record was cut. And so I got them a place to coax them off of the farm, which eventually it took a long time, but eventually they moved into this house. So I was basically like, if I get you a really sweet house 15 minutes away from the farm at your leisure, we can get in there.
So did you grow up on a farm?
I did not grow up on a farm. I was born in Arizona, and when we were eight, we moved to an island in the Pacific Northwest, like a couple hours out of Seattle.
Oh, wow.
Like a two-hour ferry ride and like an hour drive, so it was like a big deal to go. We called it going off island.
So is that like kind of the equivalent of our like Isle of Wight or something like that?
Probably, yeah. I think that's probably a good comparison.
So then...
It's a tiny little place, but it was beautiful, and we had 20 acres on the water. Like, we lived on the ocean and had orcas, you know, going by every day. And it wasn't like, back then the island wasn't like super fancy or anything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bougie.
Is it bougie now?
Oh my God, like around the millennium, like, you know, sort of when Microsoft exploded, all the big Microsoft billionaires basically discovered it and like started building gigantic garish houses everywhere, and I do feel like the place lost a little bit of its soul over the years.
So what were you growing up eating? If you were by the ocean, were you eating loads of fish?
Everyone would, you know, we would do crabs, and we would pull crabs. We had a boat that we would, you know, get, you know, put crab traps out, which I liked, all right. But we also had mussels that we could just pick right there. But I was scared of mussels. I only learned to like mussels way later. I mean, usually I kind of like have always been a little bit skittish about things without backbones.
Yeah.
And like eating. That's what I put on. I was like, usually not things without backbones. But mussels, I've really learned to like love the broth. And I think they're delicious. And especially like down in New Orleans, oysters are something that I really have a tough time with. And I'm trying.
Don't try.
Mum's what, like, don't bother.
What do you think?
I hate them.
You hate them.
It's like eating snot.
It feels, the texture of
fishy
it
snot.
Is, I grew up with a phobia of slugs and snails, and we had banana slugs on the island. So we had,
phobia?
So we had, yes, we had worms, basically, that grew up to like a foot long.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
Would like be crawling
no,
everywhere.
No,
it was
I need to
horrific.
Google this. What?
Yeah, look up like a banana slug.
A banana slug?
Yeah. They're big and and they're kind of, now that I look back on it, I'm like, actually, they're kind of sweet. And I was just being, you know, I was really being.
No, they're disgusting.
And they can grow up to a foot long.
Oh, God.
Those are the ones. Oh, those are the ones. They're like a, they're kind of a, what color green is that? Kind of like an like an olive green?
It's like one of those chilies you get in the fancy places for a dirty martini. That looks delicious.
And then I'll get the other one once you've... Okay, hang on.
But
I don't want dinner lady
problems. It looks wildly delicious. My God.
I hope so.
So, Mum has just made dinner.
This is
Thank you.
Crazy. I just had my first bite of it. It's delicious.
It's too much fat.
Too much faff.
It would be okay if it was in my own kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Wait, what about the potatoes?
Do you like
those?
Oh
my, they're so good.
Good.
And the fish is so good.
The fish should be good.
So I'm about to try. So what did you, what is the green? I thought there were green beans when they came to the table, but.
Sandbar seaweed.
Let's see.
Your nutritionist will be so thrilled.
I think it needs more lemon.
I've never had anything like this.
Neither have I.
That's delicious. This stuff is really cool.
Mm.
I love the texture of it.
I was imagining you with shucking your oysters on the island, eating sampa. No? Did you ever have sampa?
No. This is the first time I've ever had this particular vegetable. This is so good.
Are you sure?
I love it.
It's very nutritious.
I'm telling you, to have a home-cooked meal like this is so special. And so rare in my life.
Darling,
that
you can come up
I treasure this. Like, this is...
But so many people would like... I'm sure, Jake, lots of people would like to cook you a home-cooked meal.
Wait, what? Tell me what... I just... There's another vegetable in here. What is it?
Fennel.
Fennel.
Do you like fennel?
Love it. I mean, it tastes great. I don't really know what it is,
What's
but...
this? Oh, Mary. That's the tattoo, Mary.
Yeah.
And after your song?
After my friend.
After
yeah,
your friend.
It's about a real person.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tell me about eating out with Mary.
About eating out with
Mary?
Oh my God. So Mary, I met on a phone line when I was 15 years old. I was in Arizona. I just come out. We met on like a party line. This is like pre-internet. And where this kid at school gave me
You're
this phone number.
You're now in Arizona.
Yeah, I went back. I moved in with my art teacher from junior high. It's such a convoluted, crazy story.
Jake, I can't keep up.
No, I know. I wrote a whole book about it. That it's a very, you know, I ended up back down in Arizona, like on my own. My parents let me leave the house at 15 and moved in with an art teacher of mine. It's like,
No.
She was a beautiful Christian woman who's still like my sister, Jennifer LaBere. Moved in with her husband. She was having a baby and like lived with her and her husband and this baby and was also kind of getting away with murder. I came out at school. But anyways, I got this phone number and started calling it, and it was this party line. It was like kind of like an internet chat room, but on the phone. And I met this woman who went by the name Deja. I went by the name Barbie's
Deja.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Like in This Is Us.
Mm. It was a Deja and This Is Us.
a TV show.
Yeah. Oh.
But
I've never.
You
yeah,
were
I haven't
Barbie's
watched
Nightmare.
I was Barbie's Nightmare. She was Deja, and then we. You know, it was interesting because she was 21 and we decided to meet up, and she said to me before we did, we had a phone conversation. She's like, there's something I haven't told you. I have a weight issue that I've had all my life. And she was a really, really big woman and had a lot of shame about it. And, you know, I think being in public was really hard for her. She had developed kind of an agoraphobia.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Like not wanting to go out.
Going out.
Okay. Out into public. People would be very cruel. And it sort of opened my eyes to the cruelty of people.
Uh-huh.
And we would go to, so we met up. I remember our first date was at a restaurant called Fuzzy. This like kind of bad Italian sort of off of a sort of in a parking lot of a mall, I think. And we just hit it off and we had such a great time.
Finish that drop and then it's a different one.
It's a different one. And she's still your friend.
I mean, it's a sad story. It's a sad story. No, but I'll talk about it. You know, she became my best friend. And, you know, I was 15, she was 21, and we developed this gorgeous friendship. And she ended up, I went back to Seattle and then moved to New York. She loved Seattle visiting me, so she moved up to Seattle. And I'd moved to New York, and I had a phone, a landline, that only she had the number in my apartment. So when that phone went off, it was basically her. We talked every day.
Yeah.
And I was making the first Scissors record, and she got really upset at a certain point. And she was like, you're living this glamorous life. Your life is so fabulous now. Why are you even my friend? And I went and I wrote the song Mary on the first record. And I...
Did she hear it?
I put on a CD and sent it to her. And basically the song was me
it's
saying...
It's a beautiful record.
It was me saying, like, don't ever say that you're not my best friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can never say that again. Like, we're never having that discussion again. That's what that song was about. And, yeah. And then it went on from there. Are you right?
Where is she now?
She loved this song. And so when it came out, basically she and I made a deal that she really wanted gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So we made if the song ever made any money, I was gonna get you this operation. And the song, you know, the album was such a success.
Yeah.
She came over to London, we had a great time. She came to shows, we were at Royal Albert Hall together and, you know, got to, you know, show her such a good time. And you know, she went in and had the surgery, and she passed away.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a very sad story. But, you know, our friendship was incredible, and it just shows you, like, what life is so strange. You know, these weird, like, paths that happen, and you never know when you meet somebody what that relationship is going to be and how you can... You know, how people affect one another and how, you know, it's that sort of like the wings of a butterfly causes a, you know, a monsoon on the other side of the world. It's kind of like that. And, you know, she was so funny and we loved like a diner. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, mm-hmm. We loved a diner. And we would go out late and we would...
What's your food that you choose at
dinner? Oh, we'd eat like grilled cheese sandwiches and
grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, and fries and we just had so much fun together. She really was, an amazing person.
Jack, that's such a tragic story.
But I'm so I feel so fortunate to have, you know, shared, you know, I've gotten to have her in my life and to, you know, that we were there for each other. You know, and such a strange pair. I was a 15-year-old, like, weird gay boy. And she was this 21-year-old woman. You know what I mean? Like, we were an odd couple. And but just found this like amazing common ground, and you know, we were in each other's lives for just over 10 years. You know, it was amazing before is this the saddest table manners? No, before she went and had the surgery, she told me, I'll never forget the conversation. She said, I just want you to know that this is my decision. And if anything happens, you need to know that this is my decision. For her to have the foresight for that, you know, like, I don't think if we'd not had that conversation, like, I don't know if I could have lived with myself, you know? And when she said that, I thought it was so ridiculous. I was just like, that is a stupid, like, shut up. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no.
Any surgery has a risk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And,
okay.
But I'm thankful that we had that, you know, that conversation. And I'm thankful that there's this song.
Yeah,
that
it's still a beautiful get up to, song.
That I get to get up. You know, I just did it on Radio 2 recently.
Stunning.
And it surprised everybody. I was like, I just want to, if there's this orchestra and I want to get up and
so
sing
you get
Mary.
To celebrate her, yeah.
And just even in that moment, you know, it's just like, it's so special that like there's this, I can sort of pay her tribute, you know, a lot on, you know, in a concert, or there's this song that's still there. And I think we'll live on for a long time.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's about a real thing. It's about a real person.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not some made up story. It's it's all real.
Oh, Jay, thank you for sharing that.
And I told you, it's like, this has to be, but it's also, I think it's like, there's something beautiful about it too. You know, this life is short. And friendships are dear, and family is dear, and you can't take any of it for granted.
Jesse. Can I just talk about food?
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Yes.
So
I mean,
the food there is particularly special, I think.
Beignets.
So we had Randy Jackson, who comes from New Orleans.
Does he?
Yeah. You remember nothing. And he talked about that bean thing that his grandma used to make with green beans. And he says the food is really special.
Like a bean casserole or something.
Yeah. He said the food is really special in New Orleans.
The food, it's one of the food capitals of the
world. Yeah, I think we need to go. Have you been?
I've been. I played to pretty much nobody, but I ate well.
Where?
I was in the House of Blues.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So like,
I'd say go back now.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think people would be very excited.
Thanks, Jake. You're just so cute and nice. Okay, so tell me.
But wait, really quick, before we go on, I want to say the New Orleans food. So when I first moved down there, I just wasn't thinking about it, but the food was so good, and I was going out to eat all the time. And I remember pretty early on, I went to this place called Okra was the name of it. And I had this incredible dinner and I just kept eating and I just had a couple drinks, but I just ate so much and the food was so rich. And I remember I got home and I was like, it was the only time I've ever like, I was like, I've got to barf.
You know, like, you overeat.
I overate, and you know, but it's like the food is that good that you have to like watch out for, like, because you could just, you can eat. It's some of the best, but it's very rich.
Yeah,
it's very, very rich.
So, do you get your po' boy from when you're there?
Can I tell you something funny?
Yeah,
I've never had one.
But isn't it a po' boy?
It's one of the main things. A po' boy is like a. It's a
sandwich.
It's like a giant piece of bread that is filled with, like, you can put shrimp and all these, you know, all these different fillings into it. It's kind of like New Orleans' version of a submarine sandwich.
Okay.
They look so overwhelming.
They're you so need to share it with three people. Okay.
Yeah, I've never had one, and they look so messy. But I do eat sweetbreads there a lot.
Oh, God.
Which I never thought I would be into.
No, I don't think I
would.
And
are you now?
Yes. I love them.
How do you eat them?
They just fry. I mean, you would love them. They're so tasty.
I kind of trust that you may. If he doesn't like an oyster, but he likes a sweetbread, we've got to give it a go, Mum.
You've got to know where they come from, darling.
Where are they from?
The innards of it's the lining. A sweetbread is the lining of the cow's stomach.
I don't think it is.
It is. Yeah.
I think it's brains.
Oh, there's brains as well. That's another one.
I think
one.
It's brains too, Mum.
But I ain't going to eat brains.
You thought it was what?
Testicles.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I thought it was the stomach lining.
But it's so...
Or is that tripe?
It's very
That's
tasty. You would... Yeah, I'm telling you, you would love it.
It's a gland of sorts.
It's one of those things where I was like, I would never eat that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try that. And I was like, they could serve this at McDonald's.
But what about the spicing is really clever in New Orleans, isn't it?
So many spices. There's just like loads of like, you get like gumbos and like jambalayas. Like, yeah, it's Cajun food. It's very spicy.
I was drinking the Mardi Gras.
People drink there. Yeah, it's a drink in town.
What do they drink?
Anything. And like sugary, you know, these like sort of hurricane things. We have a special drink there. We have a very special drink called Purple Drink, which is sold at the oldest bar, I think, in the States. It's called Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop. And it's on the far end of Bourbon Street. There you go. And if you stand across the street from it, I mean, it looks like the place is sort of sinking into the ground. And they do it's like a daiquiri. It's a dark purple daiquiri. It's
grape?
Not sweet.
Is it grape?
No. It's a distant grape. And no one really knows what's in it. It's very cold. It's just like a tonic, basically, that we have on Sundays that cures your hangover. Yeah. Oh, wait. If you have one, if you're not feeling good on a Sunday morning,
have a purple drink.
You have a purple drink, and it's the main local drink there.
I love that.
The tourists drink these big hand grenades and stuff, but the locals drink purple drinks, and it really is a magic. That's the only way I could describe it. It's sort of like our magic tonic of the city.
How's the coffee there, Jake?
I was going to talk about that earlier. I think I know about this. When we were talking about, it's an incredible coffee place. There's a little market that every morning I get up and go and have it's called Coast Roast. It's local coffee. And I go and I get a big iced cold brew, which they haven't really figured out how to do over here.
No.
They don't.
No.
And there, every morning I will get it. I'm telling you, it
when
will
you say
put
cold
hair
brew,
on the back of your neck.
So is it without milk?
It's like nitrate. Like
no, it's like a frappe in Greece.
No, it's fucking not, Mum.
All right.
That's all. I love that you're lensplaining to me about good coffee.
Lensplaining.
That's good.
Nescafe, Mum.
That's true. But it's very strong.
It's very strong. I mean, I like to put like straight up cream in it, like just like a little bit of cream and then some like dark chocolate
syrup.
That
cream isn't like what we have, darling.
It's like a mocha.
Yeah, like a
brew.
Yes. I mean, and that and I have that basically every morning there, and it really will get you. Talk about getting revved up.
You need to bring this over here.
I just don't understand why. Well, first of all, like people, no one over here likes ice.
Oh
no,
yes,
everyone,
you
it
Americans
makes me crazy.
We never like ice. We hate
yes,
ice.
Do you want some ice
yes,
in your water?
No, we hate ice. I don't understand. Tell me why you hate ice.
I don't hate it, but I find
don't,
it really
I don't
unnecessary.
It's annoying and
the
unnecessary.
Ice water.
In fact, if people offer me a drink, I say, "Don't put ice in, please."
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't. When there's like one cube sort of floating in the top of something, you know what I mean? You get like a whole thing. I like my cocktails to be strong.
What's your best cocktail?
I love a mezcal Negroni.
Oh,
God. I've never had one of them.
You're hardcore, Jake.
I am pretty hard. That is what I, you know what? I think you might have just summed it. I am, you could describe me as a hardcore person. I'm pretty like.
You look good for it though, babe.
Thanks. When I say hardcore, I'm not even referring to substances or anything. I just definitely whatever
you
in
like
life,
to party.
I just live life to its fullest. And it's not even in a party way, just in a I love, you know, I love life and I try as best as I can to explore it.
Did that ever get too much in the Scissor Sister days, like where you lived life to the fullest and it kind of was the, problematic?
The opposite.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We were like a nunnery. Like,
Your rebellion.
Oh my God. Like when, after our last album, after the fourth record, like I went, my LA years, when I went to LA, those were like, I sort of, that was my time of
celibacy,
you know,
and
no, not celibacy, but just like going off the rails or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. When we were in the band, I mean, we, you know, I think when you're working so hard as you and I, you know, in this business and we love it, you can't, if you're in the thick of it, you have to really be on top of it and be focused.
Yeah.
And Scissor Sisters would never have happened if that's what I was doing.
I mean, it was such a huge thing. The whole, I mean, it was, you were huge.
Yeah, it got, I mean, there was some pretty bonkers moments.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like such a, it's a sweet thing to look back on. Sometimes it's like, whoa, that actually, that happened.
Are you enjoying being a solo artist?
Yeah.
Is it scary not having anyone else to kind of, is it scary having your name up there, or is it okay?
It's fine. I can definitely swing it. I am so happy that all of that happened when it did in the timeline of the world. I don't think I would ever want to go through anything like that in this moment. I'm not interested in anything like that in this sort of moment in time with how everything operates. And so I'm thankful that like I lived in a, that I was successful in a time where we were like selling CDs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so cool. It's old school.
Where does the name come from, Scissor Sisters? Is it because you're... because his name is Shears.
You're absolutely... Yeah.
I thought Shears are scissors.
They are.
Okay, you're laughing at me, Jesse. No, that's not fair.
Mum, do you know what Scissor Sisters means?
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Bumping.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know.
Well, it's a good job.
Bump and badger.
I didn't want to bought the record, probably.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm interested to hear what your last supper is, Jake, because like you've eaten all over the world, you have lived in so many places,
Jake,
that
you
are
don't
so
have
different.
To finish it.
It's been delicious. I think I just took the last bite.
Jesse, you've got to beat cream up, darling.
Anyway, last supper.
I just have my, like, I love comforting food. And I would, my last supper would be like my, the thing, the only thing that I cook, which.
What is it?
It's like, I make.
You don't have to cook. Oh, is this your, because it's very good.
I just love it. It's
okay,
my favorite.
Okay.
I make just very suburban American gringo tacos.
Oh my God. I can't make a taco.
Like Old El Paso, like. Fajitas.
I'll use El Paso refried beans.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, and chopped up black olives and shredded extra sharp cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
And then do like kind of a beef, you know, fry some beef up with like some sort of store-bought taco seasoning.
So you
the
like
cheap
beef.
Stuff. Beef, but like the real like old school like taco seasoning.
I thought you were
going to
go like... I don't know. I thought you were going to go like Frenchman Street.
No, I've had
beignets.
No, this is my favorite meal. And, okay. And iceberg lettuce chopped up. So you get all that out, and then you take the corn tortillas, I fill a thing up with vegetable oil, and I fry the tortillas.
Oh my God.
And all of that together is just, to me, it's the tastiest thing. It's heaven. I love it because I can do it at a party. I bring a lot of you can have a lot of people over.
It's quite fatty.
So
I'll get like
he's
you know,
frying
I'll,
his tortillas for God's sake.
Well, in like
can't
vegetable
you buy the
oil.
Little baked ones?
Isn't vegetable oil okay?
No.
It's made out of vegetables.
You have people over. You'll cook this.
I'll do like 15 people, 10 to 15 people, and everyone hangs out
and they help
make
themselves.
It, yeah, and then I just stand at the thing, make it all, and then I just fry the tortillas and
that makes you happy.
But
it makes
you
me really
buy
happy.
The taco shells.
That's the secret of this
okay,
thing.
Okay, so when you do your tortillas and you fry them,
yeah.
Do they go crispy and hard?
They do, but yeah, I do them just at the right. It's a mixture of crispy and chewy.
Okay.
So it's like it's almost like a cookie or there's it just the it's texture that you get from it, and because people are so used to getting the store-bought shells, right? And so when you fry up the shells with good corn tortillas, it just makes it taste so delicious.
Is that how taco shells are made? Fried tortillas?
Authentic tacos, I know, like, well, in like California, are just they'll heat the tortillas, but they don't necessarily fry them.
Okay.
My version is authentic in any way whatsoever.
So how big are your tortillas?
They're like they're little
small ones.
They're small, yeah.
Where'd
yeah,
you
yeah.
get those from?
I found them
Mexico, Mom.
No,
and like,
but I found
no,
like
here.
I do see them here every once in a while. You can I did on my. On my birthday this last year, I made a batch of them, and yeah, it's just one of my favorite things to make. I like it because it's like sort of what, you know, what we're doing now.
Super tasty.
Yeah, and also it's just like a community, you hang out with everybody, and you know, it's easy, and that's my favorite meal, and I think if I was to have a last supper, that would be...
So would you have a starter before that?
Got a starter.
Jesse, maybe put the pears in a bowl, darling. Or serve one up in each bowl.
I go straight for the tortillas. I'd make some really good guac.
Oh.
Some great guac that you could eventually put on the tacos.
What's your secret?
I don't have one. I always have somebody there that actually does the guac.
But dessert?
This is brutal. This is just like brutal. This is all very embarrassing.
No. I want to tell you something. I make quite nice desserts sometimes, don't I, Alice? Jessie's on a diet and she said, Jake, well, oh, that's a pretty bowl.
I knew that we were both looking after ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So I thought about us and our physiques and we're going quite light tonight.
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's a poached pear.
Yeah,
pears.
I love pears.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess my favorite dessert, if I could transport it into my house, would be a churro from Disneyland.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. What dipping with chocolate?
They do
or?
These, no, not with chocolate. They do just like
a sugary
churro from Disneyland that they usually sell like
Why
right
Disneyland,
off of the main
darling?
In front of the, what's that?
Why Disneyland? You could go to Spain.
It's the happiest damn place on earth. And it really is. Look at that. Yeah, it's on my arm. It is. I love Disneyland so much.
Do you stay for the parade?
I do. Yeah, I just went to Disneyland this last January. I just went to Disneyland Paris and stayed for a couple days.
How was it? Did you enjoy it?
I had a great time.
Oh my God, you're not putting them on the table
no,
like that.
I fucking
just
not.
Pour them into that, Jesse.
It's going to
oh
be so good.
Oh my God.
We love you,
and
Jesse.
I would have made you something really delicious, but she said this.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
Like, he's happy.
You're happy?
I'm
he
very...
probably isn't. He probably wanted chocolate pudding.
I'm... so happy.
Or what's that banana cream pie that everyone loves in the States?
I do like a coconut cream pie a lot. I like a coconut cream pie and I like a key lime pie a lot.
I like a key lime pie.
Oh my God.
But I've never made coconut cream.
Coconut cream is like...
Have you got a good recipe?
I can't cook worth two shits.
So when all your people come for tacos,
yeah.
Do they get a dessert?
I would just do some ice cream probably. Yeah. Oh wow.
It's just cream, babs.
Is it like a mascarpone?
No, it's just got a bit of icing sugar in it. It's called chantilly cream.
That looks good. It's like sculptural.
We haven't even got on to Tammy Faye yet. This is like...
Oh my God.
How much fun we're having. We're not even like on Tammy Faye. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Congratulations for your Olivier's.
They're actors won, Katie Braben's, Zubin Varla won Olivia.
Because you helped them. It's your baby.
They were amazing. And yeah, no, Tammy Faye was like one of the joys of my life. It looks like it's gonna,
Is it gonna move?
It's gonna.
I missed it.
I do have some, there is some news coming down the pipeline pretty soon.
How was it working with Elton?
The memories that I have of us making all these songs, it's just so special. And the fact that he asked me to do it with him, and the fact that we have this body of work together, mm-hmm, we've got this like show that we've made together. Yeah, they're memories that I'm going to cherish forever.
That's quite a feat to create a musical.
It's my second. I adapted Tales of the City into a musical.
When?
It ran in San Francisco 2010.
No, it's not been.
It never came over here. I do feel like it could have a life someday.
So I'd seen a theatre thing, Tales of the City, at the National, and then they did a kind of television thing with What's It, Linney?
Laura Linney, yeah. Olivia Dukakis.
I really, really enjoyed it.
I love Tales of the City so much.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I want to keep doing. I want to keep doing them. They take forever. They're full of heartbreak. You never know what's gonna happen. You could work on them all your life, and you never know. But when you see the curtain go up and the lights go down,
why are they not bringing it to the West End here? It was a huge sellout.
They will. Tammy Faye will ride again in London. I can tell you that.
How many times did you go?
Me? I went...
Every night?
All the time. And when it closed, there was like a kind of relief, a bit. It ran for 6 weeks. I kind of couldn't stay away from it. I loved being in there.
I love the Almeida.
I love the Almeida.
It's such a great...
And watching Katie Braben, like, just... And the cast, everyone just tear it up. My mom came for the opening. Yeah, my mom and Auntie Gabby, a family friend... And, like, I remember when I had never been so exhausted in my life.
Oh.
I remember I sat down on the couch. I was so tired that I just remember my body ached just laying on the couch. I was so tired. That was after we opened. And then...
But exhilarating.
I love doing that.
Would you do any theater yourself?
I've done Kinky Boots on Broadway.
Of course, but would you do any more?
Yes.
Jesse, you would.
I can't wait to do some more theater. I'm very excited to do more theater.
So the record comes out. You're probably going to do some more theater. You're probably going to write a new musical. You're going to go back to New Orleans for a bit.
Just for the winter. I just want December, January, February in New Orleans.
That's such a great life.
Or January, February, March in New Orleans. I just need like winters. I'll work here and I can go chill out there when it gets.
Oh, sounds like a good balance, Jake.
I think so. I do like warmer weather and I like to be down there. So it's trying to set it up. I still feel like I've been dating and it's been great. Who knows what's gonna happen like in that side of things, but it's like. I really would love to set up, I'm in here and I look around and I see a home, and like a family. And that's just like really what I want.
I think you'll get it, Jay. I think you'll get it. You deserve it.
I'm so emo.
Oh, Jay!
Don't you make me cry now.
Oh.
No, but I do, it's very special.
It's not all it's cracked up.
Oh, Jake Shears, you are like an absolute diamond. You tell a brilliant tale. And also, like, you're vulnerable and wonderful and talented. And I just can't wait for everyone to hear the record, which is amazing. By the way, we haven't even talked about, you have Kylie Minogue on it, Big Frida, You Kill It. It goes from
this... Jane Fonda.
Fuck off.
Jane Fonda, yeah, she's got a big moment in it. Yeah.
You're doing all right, aren't you, Jake?
Life is good. Life is good. Yeah. I'm very lucky and I have a great time. You know? It's not perfect, but it's like it couldn't be any better.
Well, I just best of luck with it.
Last of all, I just want to thank you for such an amazing dinner. And it's just such a pleasure meeting you and such a pleasure getting to hang out with you.
Oh, I love seeing
and
you.
Likewise. And hopefully we'll get to do some more.
But you can come for dinner when we're not.
I would love that.
Podcast, yeah.
I would love to just come hang out and like, you know, sit on the sofa and
you know what? If you ever need a bit of chicken soup after a big long week, you need
I'll
to
make
just call
it,
Lenny.
And I'll Uber it.
That's what she does. She'll do an emergency chicken soup. If you need that, Jake.
Thank you. But I would need a little bit of you too.
Okay, I'll bring you.
I would need a little bit. I would need a little bit of I would need some hang with you as well.
I'd done weight training with those bloody turbots. They were so big.
I think Jake was ready to crack open another bottle of wine and put the world to rights.
Well, I would have done, but...
I've got to get up, Mum. Sorry.
We have to get up early in the morning.
You've got to drive back to Clapham.
I've got to schlep back to Clapham. And you got stopped for driving the other night. I know.
Okay, should I tell the listeners about this? On the way back from the last podcast that we did, which was last night.
And you hadn't drunk anything.
I'm not drinking. I hadn't drunk. I was driving home. I was on the South Circular and I see flashing lights go off behind me, like two flashing lights cars, like undercover policemen. And I'm like, oh God, they're in a hurry. God, what's going on? And I'm doing my 30 miles per hour. And I'm like, I know I'm a shit driver, but this is a bit weird. They're still behind me. What's going on? Then they indicate. So I'm like, oh, I'll just pull into the middle lane so they can get out. Then they pull up next to me and they're like, we're trying to pull you over. And I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. What have I done? And they kind of look at me and laugh.
With
and
your
realize,
car seats.
With my car seats, my glasses on and me like looking apologetic and going, what's going on? And obviously not understanding that when they're indicating and flashing and have their sirens on,
that
they want you to pull over. I didn't know that. So I said, I'm so sorry. They start laughing and go, you're not the person we're looking for. And I said, oh, well, what are you? And they went, the car matched a description and they ran off.
So robbers are driving Volvos now.
Yeah.
Christ.
I thought I was making their life easier by going into the middle lane to get them to go. But anyway, that was the first time I have had a run-in with the law. And I was terrified.
It's so scary.
I was terrified. But the fact that they laughed in my face made me feel like, yes, I am not the person they are trying to capture. Anyway, it was shocking. Jake was so interesting and so fun. And I feel very touched that he shared that story about Mary with us.
I know.
And also that he felt that he could be as vulnerable to say about what he wants.
Well, first of all, he's very handsome. Those astonishing eyes, they kind of pierce you. And I just thought he was really warm. But I felt he wanted a maternal touch, Jessie, that
do
I might
think?
Need to look after him.
Okay, so what are you going
to
do?
I think the next steps are we're having him for a Friday night dinner.
Okay.
And he can have a chicken soup and matzo ball. I felt... that was missing. You told me that he was on Promone, so he needed to have a healthy option, like you.
He didn't seem to be bothered about the healthy option.
No, he did not.
Well, the pears were amazing. Really lovely. I'm very excited about them being in my moosily tomorrow. Mm. Thank you so much for listening. Now, Mum, I love you, but please get out of my house because I want to go to bed.
Okay, I'm going.
Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.